Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
June 1938, DC Comics unveiled the first issue of Action Comics, launching the superhero genre and introducing to the world a red and blue suited icon known as Superman, who had become one of the world's most famous characters in history. And now, 80 years later, DC celebrates the 1,000th issue of Action Comics, making it the longest-running superhero comic book in history, the must-have collector's item comic book available wherever comic books are sold. By the way, that first issue sold in 1938 for a dime. In 2014, a pristine copy of Action Comics number 1 sold on an eBay auction for over $3.2 million, the highest price ever paid for a single comic book. Award-winning comic book artist, writer, creator Dan Jurgens has written or drawn for every major title published by DC Comics and Marvel Comics. Recognized by fans everywhere as a major creative force at DC, he worked on Flash Gordon, Green Arrow, the Justice League of America, the Warlord, Booster Gold, many, many more. Over three decades creating Superman comics, with 10 years as writer-artist on Superman, including the best-selling The Death of Superman, one of the top-selling comics of all time, earning him the National Cartoonist Society Award for Best in Comic Book Division. Comic book legend Dan Jurgens with us as we celebrate Action Comics number 1,000. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick. It's good to be here.
It is such a pleasure to be talking with you. And this really, when you think about it, this is the comic that started it all, isn't it?
This is the comic, Action Comics number 1, that started it all, not only for Superman and really I think what DC Comics became, but I really think it is the cornerstone book of the industry, that everything we are today is built on that, because before then there were no superheroes, and Superman was the first, and I think in many ways still the best, and I think definitely functions as that sort of bedrock that we all needed for this industry to build itself to what it is now.
What a special issue. This is number 1,080 pages, an oversized issue, all-star lineup of talent. Let's start talking with the cover. I mean, as soon as you look at it, there's something special you see.
Yeah, it is. And it's this iconic image of Superman standing in front of the Daily Planet, as done by Jim Lee, Scott Williams, and Alex Sinclair as colorists. And it's this great image of Superman. And that is, you know, the most general cover, but we also produced different covers to kind of represent each of the decades. So there's one for the 30s and one for the 40s. And if anybody would rather pick one of those up, they can, or they can pick up more than one. But the idea was to find something truly indicative of Superman in each of these, and the one you're mentioning, which is Jim Lee's, is just fantastic.
And then we have the long-awaited debut of Brian Michael Bendis, one of a handful, like yourself, of writers and artists who readers will follow from title to title. This is his debut with DC. Talk about that, and then there are two 15-page story sections in there, including one by you.
Right. Brian just recently came to DC from Marvel, where he had had this long and very, very fabulous career and storied history. And he has just come into DC. One of the first things he's going to be doing is writing Superman, and this is going to be in Action 1000, his first published work. So it's an honor to share the book with him that way. And in addition to him, we have several stories written by some of the best talents in comics, everybody kind of taking their own perspective on Superman, including one by Peter Tomasi and Pat Gleason, which is the creative team that had been doing the specific Superman title, and then me, a story that I wrote and drew as someone who had been doing Action Comics for the past couple of years.
We're talking about Action Comics number 1000 with us on the program today, legendary comic book artist and writer Dan Jurgens. The book is available wherever comic books are sold. Information at dccomics.com. We also have in this issue unpublished art by Kurt Swan, the legendary Kurt Swan. Talk about that, because this is special as well.
Right, this is very special, and I think it's because for many of us, we still think of Kurt Swan as the Superman artist. And when I say the, that's in all capital letters with a big red underline. And Kurt, who has drawn more Superman pages than anyone, and died several years ago, it was only fitting that we find some way to have him in the book. So there was an unpublished, or several pages of an unpublished Superman story drawn by Kurt Swan that was still floating around the office. And so what we're able to do here is take those pages and give them to writer Marv Wolfman to flesh it out and make a story. And that had to be difficult for Marv because, you know, the pages were already drawn. But to then take just those five pages, because it wasn't meant to be a story, and turn it into a story that meant something, was a fantastic job by him. And I think for all of us, a pleasure, because it meant we got to be under the same comic book covers as Kurt Swan.
You know, you mentioned this was the first of its kind when it debuted in 1938. Let's talk about the vision, the creativity of Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. Talk a little bit about that and the impact they've had on decades of really literature.
Well, you know, at that time, so we have to go back to the world of 1938. So America, in fact, the world, had been mired in a depression for quite some time. There were all sorts of ominous rumblings coming from elsewhere in the world, most notably, I suppose, Europe. And you had these couple of kids in Cleveland, Ohio, who had dreamed up this character and really tried to get it published as a newspaper strip. And the syndicates all turned it down. So finally, here came, at that time, DC Comics, which was going to be publishing Action Comics number one, and they said, okay, we'll take a shot. There were no superheroes then. So when we look at Superman, I think we see this very much as a response to the world as it existed then, with the drumbeats of World War II beating in the distance, with the Depression, the Great Depression, a reality for everyone, and this struggle for just when will it end? How do we come out of this? And I think that's where you then come up with this iconic fictional character, because I think as whenever times get tougher, I think that's when we resort to something like that in terms of fictional characters. And all of a sudden we had Superman.
One of the memorable moments in all of these 80 years now of Superman was November 17th, 1992. You write Death of Superman. This was bigger than just a comic book story. I remember seeing the story on the NBC Nightly News. Newspaper columns all across the country were running columns entitled, basically, What Does Superman Mean to the United States? And as we wrap up here and we look back at all of these great years of Superman, what does Superman mean to the United States?
I think Superman associates with the United States through the idea of inspiration, hope, and spirit. And I think he's always out there as this beacon of hope and this beacon of inspiration for us to do that which is best. If we think of other heroes like Batman, they wear a mask, right? And they hide their faces. Superman is open. He's very, very public. And I think he is what we should aspire to be. And he doesn't tell us that we have to be that. He just provides the way and by providing that sense of inspiration. So I think that is how Superman relates to the United States.
You are one of the most iconic characters, longest tenured creators. As you look back now, what do you feel your contributions are and your thoughts as you look back over 80 years?
I think it's always hard for any creator to look back on themselves that way.
Yes.
But I would say that over my years of association with a character, that I'd like to think that he's in a better spot than where I found him, that we were able to add something to this wonderful, wonderful overall tapestry that makes up these characters, and specifically Superman. Beyond that, in terms of 80 years, I think what we've seen is Superman kind of move and change with the times. That as a character, he is still very much what he always was, but we've seen him kind of flex around the edges a little bit, and we've seen him adapt to the world as the world has changed, and I think that's what makes him work so well.
And you had to walk a fine line to be able to do that, and you did it so well. The legendary comic book artist and writer Dan Jurgens, our guest on the program, talking about Action Comics, issue number 1,000, now available wherever comic books are sold. Information at dccomics.com. Dan, it's been a pleasure. Congratulations on all the success with Superman, more projects you're working on. Great to have you with us on the program today. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. It was my pleasure.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.